We are learning Masechta Sivamis Daf Kuf Alef Amud Beis, and we are starting six lines from the bottom, where it says, Rav Yehuda Adya Isminale. Rav Yehuda uses the word Ziknei to teach us that another two Dayanim, and therefore we need five altogether. So if you're Rav Yehuda, what, how do you know it's could be Adyaitis? Maybe it needs Dafka Sanhedrin, because it says Ashara. Rav Yehuda Adya Isminale, Nafka Lei Mele'enei. Learn that from La'enei. The Omamar, it says in the Pasuk that she has to spit La'enei Hazakenim. La'enei Hazakenim. So the word La'enei teaches us, according to this drasha, prat l'sumim, that if one of the dayanim are blind, they can't do chalitza in front of them because they can't see the spit. The itzrich le'enei lemutei sumim. And since the pasuk has to tell us that a suma is potter, it cannot be a dayan for chalitza. So we see we're obviously not talking about the Sanhedrin. Shemamina da filo adyaitis. This like that the Sanhedrin be known. If you need a Sanhedrin, you wouldn't need a pasuk le'enei. We know already the Sanhedrin cannot be any balmum. Just like Bezdin has to be clean when it comes to Psak Din, and it has to be the letter of the law has to be upheld, the same thing, same thing, the Dayanim can't have any mumim. How do we know that? Topic of Avon Bez. It says in the Pasuk, Kulach. Yafa Rayasi Mumain Bach. You all are perfect without any mumen. And like the Mefarshim speak out, that I can't be talking about, it's so usually the Shia Shinto Klai Yisrael, but Klai Yisrael is no mumen Klai Yisrael, it can't be. So it means it's referring to a certain part of Klai Yisrael, which is Sanhedrin. And we learn from here that Sanhedrin can't have a mum. So sort of who just says like this, you know how I know that doesn't have to be Sanhedrin? Because it says La'ine, Lamute Sumim. If it was talking about Sanhedrin, I wouldn't need La'ine. So it must be, even at the Eitis Akasha. V'idach. So what does the Tanakhama do with La'ene? V'ida hu La'ene my avalei. The Gemara says, I need that, the hula kadarava, because you don't need it for sumim, because according to the Tanakhama, it's kenim taka would mean Sanhedrin, and the only reason it doesn't is because it says zikne. So you don't need La'ene to my sumim. So what do you do La'ene for? La'hula kadarava, hu da'as, dama rava, tricha dayoni le'mechze reika. Now they don't have to see the spit. The kanafuk of the yavama. If they actually see the spit coming out of the mouth of the yavama, the chesiv le'ene has a kain in v'yarka. So for the Gemara now that we le'ene, that's a very important thing. So v'idach unami by le'elik rava, you for rava. It's more than ene chenami. You're right, ene chenami. I agree to you. They need that for rava, and now we don't taka don't have a car for adiyat is according to Rav Yehuda. Remember, Yehuda holds zikne as kainim are for the number of dayanim. So now how do you know adiyat is a kasha? So it's back straight. How do you know adiyat is a kasha? Well, adiyat is minale. Nafgalei, we're learning it out from the pasuk of Mibi Yisrael. What does the pasuk say? It says in the pasuk, "Lo yachmei tish lekachas sivimtei, v'also sivimtei asharos kenev amra main yav v'vami lahakim laachiv shem bi Yisrael lo yava yavmi." And we have darshin bi Yisrael. Yisrael called to anyone. Break the mefarshim like the Aruch Haner asks, "What do you mean? This pasuk says lahakim laachiv shem bi Yisrael doesn't mean a bezdin. It's talking about they make him shame achiv in Klal Yisrael. It doesn't mean bezdin." So the Aruch Haner says, they're reading like this, Va'omra, she says, Me'en yivam l'hokav l'achav shem, with Shea, be Yisrael, in front of Yisrael, which is in front of Bezdin. And with Darshan, be Yisrael, called to even Hediyaitis. V'idach, so what does Tanakama? Tanakama uses Ziknei for Hediyaitis. What does he do with Yisrael? V'idach, I have Yisrael, my Avalai, Me'bayalei, Ketan Rav Shmur Yehuda, you need it for the Drasha of Rav Shmur Yehuda, that Darshan's, that be Yisrael, a Bezdin Shal Yisrael, you need Dafka, a Bezdin of real Jews. You cannot use, especially as a cause of the chalitza, you cannot use a bezdin of gerim. Even though the dayanim are Jews, but since they are gerim, it's not kosher. Even though dinei mamonos, it's kosher to use a bezdin shel gerim, like we'll see in Tapuk Daf Kuf Beis and Rashi, that says in the Mishnah Sanhedrin, a kol kasherim lo dinei mamonos, and the Gemara says a kol asuya ger. But the gavi chalitza, you cannot use a ger. And learn from Rabbi Yisrael. So what are you to do? Ve'idach b'Yisrael chinuksev. Rav Yehuda says, there's another pasuk of Yisrael, v'nikro shmoi b'Yisrael, and that teaches us the din of Bezin Shal Yisrael. V'idach, what does Alman do with extra Yisrael? And by the way, Ketan Yom Rav Yehuda, pamachas hayinu yoshvin Rav Tarfin, uba yivam alakloi, yivam akim tibicholitz, v'amalonu, And he said to us, "Onu kulchem chalutzanal." Everyone got to say chalutzanal because it says, "Vnikra shoy b'Yisrael beis chalutzanal." Everyone got to say it. So we know from the second b'Yisrael, he knows the word b'Yisrael. So what is Rav Yehuda doing now? Second, has he knows this din that everyone has to answer v'nikra shmoy? Idach v'nikra nafka. He learns it from v'nikra, which is going back in the word b'Yisrael. So v'nikra alone, v'nikra shmoy means that we all say it. Akapanim. This is all the drasha. So the bottom line is like this. The word la'enei teaches us that you have to see the roik. Then you have the word ziknei. That's the machloikis. According to Yehuda, it teaches you extra. The yonim, according to Hanakam, teaches the next word is b'Yisrael. According to Rabbi Yehuda, b'Yisrael teaches you adjaitis. And according to the Tanakama, it's teaching us the din of not bezin shalgerim. Then you have another b'Yisrael. The next b'Yisrael teaches us not a bezin shalgerim according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Tanakama, that word b'Yisrael teaches us that everyone has to call out nikra shmai b'Yisrael chalutzanal. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's from nikra shmai. So that's all the drashas we have over here from the psukim. So to Gemara, Elamiyata, I have another drash to you. I want to add some diyanim to you. Elamiyata says in the pasuk, v'koru lois. It says in the pasuk Ches chaf hey ches v'karu loy zikne iroy v'dibro elav v'karu loy zlosh rabim zikne iroy v'dibro elav, which is v'karu loy v'dibro is another four people, another four dayanim. El miyat v'karu shdayim v'dibro shdayim achinayim Yehuda harekan tisha is nine. She need nine dayanim. Rabbanon harekan shiva for Rabbanon there are seven dayanim. And for the Gemara, no, we'll use this v'karu loy v'dibro. We learn out something else in those psukim. What do we learn out? We learn out, for it says in the Braisa, look at Tanya. Who better look at Tanya, look at the Braisa? V'karu loy, v'loy shlucham. Which Pashup Shah means that the Bezdin has to call the Yavam and Yavama to Bezdin and not send the Shliach. V'dibre elav, malamit shemesin loy eitza yigenes loy. Dibre elav means you give them a good eitza. Shim hoya hu yaled, if he was younger, which is the Yavam, he's a Kena, and the Yavama was older, or the opposite, who's Zakim v'hiyalda, we tell him, Malacha Eitz Yalda, Malacha Eitz Kena, like, find a Shidduch the same type as you. Klach Eitz Shukamayscha, Val Tachas Ksatu Vesechav. You marry someone who's way off, it'll bring strife into the house. If you give him an Eitz, say, it's not always so simple to Yibim. Make sure it makes sense. That's what Dibrei Love means. So that's how. Now, some learn that's going on, the Karullah is going on Dibrei Love. They are the ones who should give the Eitz. That's how some the Archanah talks about this. That's what someone I learned that the Kiru Eloi is going on with Dibra Elov. That who gives the Eitzah? Bezdin himself. They don't send the Shliach to do the Bezdin. Or the Kiru Eloi Shlucha means that they send, that's the ones who pick them up, the Yavam Velma, and not a Shliach. So, what's the halach? We have a Chalikasir Rava, we have a Chalikasir, the Tanakama and Rav Yehuda, if you need three or five. So, how many people, what's the halach Lamaisa? How many Deyam you need for Chalitza? Zok to Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Halacha, Chalitza, B'shloisha. We paskin, Chalitza is with three dayanim. Why? It's Machlekes, Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanon. Hoyo v'sosolom Tanakh Avasei, because our Mishnah is not Mishnah. Frek Toisvis, what do you mean? It's Yochad v'Rav Locha Karabim. Chacham against Rav Yehuda is Locha Karabim. What's the question? So Toisvis says, here it's more Mistavra like Rav Yehuda. I guess he means because the drasha is more mistavra, I'm not sure. But he says, here it's more mistavra. That's what you need, this din of stav mishta. That's why we're passing in shloisha. Omalei l'Rav Nachman, if that's the case, so we should pass by me and also three is, if we go like the stav mishta, we should pass by me and also three should be, we should need three. Omalei l'Rav Nachman, yachem, me and nami. The time I looked at the Mishnah, it's a Mishnah Sanhedrin, hamin v'chalitza v'shloisha. Both me and echalitza shloisha. It's a stav mishta that me and echalitza need three. V'chitei machinami, you tell me, oh yeah, maybe taco. We mean in the street. So it's Tamash Sajjan. But I'll show you not like that. By the time I looked at the Braisa, different sheet is about Mion. It says in the Braisa this. Mion, Beshami, Emrin, Bez the Mumchin. He Bez the Mumchin for Mion. What's Mion? Mion is, if a Ketana is married, Kedush Dara Bonon, if she wants to go out, all she does is says, goodbye, Charlie, and she leaves. So it has to be in front of a Bezdin. So Beshami says, he's Bez the Mumchin. We still, Emrin, Bezdin, Shlai Bezdin, doesn't need a Bezdin. Of mumchen, but elu ve'elu moedim sharach shloisha. Both b'shami and b'shol need three. Rav Yisrael, who the Rabbi Elazar of Rav Yisrael, machshir b'shnayin hold two is enough. Bam Rav Yisrael, bam Yumer of Nachman, halacha ka'oyse zug. We paskin like that zug. We paskin like that pair. That two is enough. So what do you see? You don't go Stam Mishnah. We're saying over here you go three instead of five because our Stam Mishnah and the Stam Mishnah is a hedgin. Also, it says this by me and we're passing in two. You know, you have a Stam Mishnah. So what is going on over here? I got, you see over here, me and could be with two, even though it's a Bez Din Shakel. You see, because it's there is some certain times you can use a Bez Din Shakel. Yep. Zachti Gemara. So tomorrow, Hasam Chad Stama by me and so one Stam. The Mishnah is a hedgin. And legabe chalitza is two stami, halcha trei stami. One over here is parak mitzvahs chalitza. One in Sanhedrin is two. So that's why it's better. Frey the Gemara, has nami trei stami. There's another stam mishnah about mian. Where's the stam mishnah and about chalitza? Actually, they're both another stam mishnah. Where's that mishnah? In Sechus Yevamos, like you remember. Yeah, very good. Has nami trei stami nenu. The Tanai says in the mishnah in the end of the second parak when he's talking about chshad, says miano or shechalso b'fanav if. You did mian or chalitza in front of the bezdin. You see, you can marry one of the yonim, preshu bezdin. And there, the Gemara asks, actually, even if it be two, you're allowed to marry them. There's no chshavai two either. The Gemara says, no, just kufu to tell you that it's a bezdin. So it's the third stami. There's a second stami by mian, a third stami by chalitza. So Gemara says, yeah, that's why you're paskin. El hasam trei stami, el chatos stami. You know why you're paskin more by chalitza than mian? Because chalitza is three stami. Frank the Gemara, what are you talking about? Mechti, hostam of hostam. There's a stam mishnah. Mali chatzdam, mali trey stam, mali tlosa. Who cares how many stam? Stam mishnah, stam mishnah. So it's back shver. Why in the world do we paskin by chalitza like the stam? And by me and not? By me and two is enough. Elam amnachman by Yitzchok. The pshat why we paskin chalitza by three is a different reason. You know why? Because Rabbi Yehuda was chayzer. Hoyl v'stam makam achleikus. Rabbi Yehuda was soisim makam achleikus. It's not written in the Mishnah. Smiches akenim ve'egla arufa. Smiches akenim ve'egla arufa is a process by egla arufa where the zakenim are soimich their hands on the egla and they say, our hands did not do this chait of killing someone, which means they walk them out. Akaponim, these things are done v'shloisha. Divrei Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda and Chamisha, he says, no, you need Chamisha ve'egla rufa. And then the Mishnah says further, ha'chalitza va'ami'unim v'shloisha. This is the aforementioned Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Then it says, chalitza va'ami'unim v'shloisha. Look at Paul and Rabbi Yehuda, there he doesn't argue. So what do you see? Shmamino, how do we read the Shmamino? You see, with Chayzer. And therefore, it comes out that we paskin three, because even Rabbi Yehuda himself was Chayzer. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Omar Rava, a new halacha about chalitza. That the halacha is that the place where you're doing chalitza, you gotta be miyachid the day before. You gotta do a shem yichid. The day before you come to the place, is we're gonna make a chalitza in this place. That's the halacha. There's a whole shaila in Sefer Archa Shabbos. If you're allowed to do this on Shabbos, because maybe it's hachana. You're making the place a mokim for tomorrow. Omar Rava, tzricha diyone lemikve duchta. The yonim have to prepare the place for chalitza. How do we know? The chsiv, and according to Beis Yosef, what you say is kan neishev lach loitzamacha. We're going to make a chalitza. The chsiv says in the pasuk, and in Shulchan Aruch it's brought down and says it's time akiv, but that's the halacha. Let's do this. The chsiv says in the pasuk, but also ivim ta hashara al zakenim, and we darshin hashara mokim mezuman lekach. That's what hashara is. So you have to make a mokim mezuman for chalitza. Zog to Gemara Vayta story. Your papa Rav Huni Bar Yeshua avdi uvda v'chamisha. They did a story. They did chalitza with five. So, Frey Timor command Rav Yehuda like Rav Yehuda. Frey Timor va'odabei. Rav Yehuda himself was chayzer. What are you doing? And if the Gemara for sumi milsa, they did it in order to make a pirsum that everyone should know that the chalitza was done. Why do you want everyone to know? So Rashi is tupshat. And first of all, that everyone should know shouldn't marry a kain. And number two, that people should run and be marrier. She should get a shidduch. Now everyone knows she's free. I by get is doing in front of five or so. Terry says by get, since you have the paper get, that alone is a coil of sumi milsa. Here is no star for this, therefore you do it in front of five of sumi milsa. So tomorrow vaita. Rav Ashi iklo labe Rav Kana. Omalei solak mar legabon lemuli bechamisha. Rav Ashi went to Rav Kana. Rashi went to visit Rav Kana. So Rav Kana was about to do a chalitza. He says, you know, come with us to fill up the chamisha. So you see, he also was makbet to have chamisha because of fesubi milsa. Omar Rav Kana, communicate to Rav Yehuda. Omar Lee, ta sak lezirza, come with me to the zirza, the kani, the place where they have chavilim of kanim, these bundles of kanim, and when we go sit there in order to prepare the place for tomorrow for chalitza. Let's terufi bechamisha and to mistar bechamisha. And that's what Rashi learns, that the Zeruzi means that they went to prepare the place for chalitza. And you see from there, you need all five for that also, which is a kasha. Amalai, lam lechamisha, amalaki, heichel the farsim milsim, or to have pesuim milsim. So it happens to be that it's a shortcut because you need all five. The five is pesuim milsim, so why need them to prepare the place? Chayesh be enough for three. So Yom Shlomo says that here he wanted to use him as one of the dayanim because it wasn't by covet him that he should be the nachsh leper, the extra two. And it's a diak taka. Here it says lashon l'tzerufei bechamisha. Before it says lamluy bechamisha. Here it says l'tzerufei. So it's taka v'duyik azot. Rav Shmuel by Yehuda v'koyi kamed Rav Yehuda. Omalei sak l'zirz edekani l'tzerufei bechamisha. Same story where Rav Shmuel by Yehuda where it says come. Laziz the Khan is through Fechamisha, Lapsuim Milsa. Come with Starf the five to appear the place, Lapsuim Milsa. Omalei, when this story happened, with Shmuel and Yehuda, who was the son of Gerim, Rav Yehuda was a Ger. Omalei, they both were Gerim. Shmuel and Yehuda were Gerim. They get Megara together. Omalei, Haik, use me for Bezdin. Tanina, Bishol, Bezdin, Bishol, Bezdin, Gerim. But not Gerim, no. I'm a Ger. I am a Ger. And therefore, and you want him to Starf, you want him to Dayanim. For pursuing Milsa, maybe it's enough for a ger. He wanted me to make me one of the yonim. And I'm a ger. I'm Rav Yehuda. Could go in Rav Shmuel by Yehuda. Mafkina memoina apume. Rav Yehuda says that even though we just said that to be a bezdin of Fechalitza, there's a miyat of B'Yisrael, Bezdin Yisrael, Bezdin Agerim. When it comes to mamoin, that you could use a ger. Rav Yehuda could go in Rav Shmuel by Yehuda. Mafkina. You can use him to be Maitzi Maron. Frank Tamara, Eid Echa can't be Maitzi Maron. You could be Marana Ashtara, which means if he comes and says Ashtara is no good, you don't collect from Ashtara anymore because he makes a reis on Ashtara. Taisa says you have to have a Shvua. Like upon him, he's believed the Gavi Mamun enough to make a reis because he has a din of Eid Echad. Because it comes to Mamun, there's no problem having a ger. And the Gemara continues the same idea, Va'omer Rava, and Rava says, Ger don es chaver dvar teira. The halacha is that even by dinin nefashos, a ger can sit on a bezin for another ger. That means for mamonois, he could even sit for Yisrael, a ger. But it comes dinin nefashos, akaponim, he could dan another ger. Shneim says in the pasuk, Soim tosim alecha melech, ashiv chashem lekecha boi, mekerem chachar tosim alecha melech. You have to have a melech mekerav achecha to become. And Rashi says that a melech also could refer to a dayan. Rashi says dayan mechlal melech. Because it says in the pasuk melech v'mishpat yamid eretz. So and also it said, we darshan also that all the loshon simos the mesim tosim is also loshon of being a dayan. So a dayan has to be mekerav achecha. But we make a deal like this: a lecho would be a mekerav achecha. By when it's on you, on Klai Yisrael, you need to be careful. Have a ger, don't ask chaveiro, a ger. But a ger, kedan, his friend, the ger. So I can put him like this. Dine mamonos, a ger could be a full-fledged dying, even for Klai Yisrael. For it comes to dine nefashos, it has to be soim tosim alecha melecha, a ker v'achecha, has to be from your brothers, can't be a ger, but it's only for another Yisrael. But for a ger, he could be. Only alecha, you need to be careful v'achecha, but for another ger, it could be a dying. Vimhoisa imam Yisrael, don't have to Yisrael. If his mother is Yisrael, that means he's born a Jew from his mother Yisrael, then the halacha is, then, and his mother's not a ger either, then the halacha is dan afil Yisrael, he can even dan Yisrael. Well, in Chalitza, you need much more. Actually, ovev v'imam Yisrael, both his father and mother people klai Yisrael. Shneimar, v'nikra shmei v'Yisrael, learned before, v'Yisrael, bezdin shel Yisrael, has to be a bezdin of Yisrael, not bezdin shel gerim. It can't be his parents are gerim. His parents have to be full-fledged Jews, then he could be a dayan for chalitza. So three levels are like this. Dine mamonis, as long as the dayan's a Jew, he could be a ger, he could do dine mamonis. Dine fashos, a ger could dan a ger, but not dan klai Yisrael. If his mother's from Yisrael, he could even dan klai Yisrael. Chalitza needs father and mother, me Yisrael, because the pasuk says, v'nikra shmoi, be Yisrael.